The rhythmic sounds of looms fill the air in the Oaxaca City suburb of Pueblo Nuevo. The neighborhood is home to multiple small-scale textile workshops, employing approximately 150 people who weave items by hand. Alvaro Lopez Jimenez founded the neighborhood's first textile workshop with his brothers 25 years ago. They make cotton bedspreads, tablecloths, placemats, curtains, and shawls. Their clients include hotels, restaurants, and handcraft shops that resell their products in tourist hubs like Cancun and Puerto Vallarta. The family also sells directly to customers in handcraft expos. But all that has come to a screeching halt.
En esta última, pues, nos fue mal.
Alvaro says his brother Jose went to a big expo in another state in mid-March and returned without having sold a single item. Then clients began canceling large pending orders. It was then they realized they needed to adapt. The workshop started making face masks with hand-woven cotton. They sold their first batch to the state government. Then local hospital workers started buying them. They've since sold 3,000 face masks. Lopez Jimenez says those sales allowed his family to retain all 30 of the workshop's employees, albeit with reduced hours. It's a shift fashion designer Gabriela Iturribarria has also made. She rents a storefront in downtown Oaxaca City. Her work features traditional fabrics and regional embroidery styles on modern formal wear.
De hecho, son vestidos realizados para 15 años, para fiestas.
Iturribarria says the dresses are mostly for special occasions like 15 años parties, weddings, and other social ceremonies. But those events are on hold now. She says she sold one evening gown since March and has only just recently been able to move some of her more casual wear designs.
Pues tuvimos que adaptarnos a realizar lo que son cubrebocas.
Iturribarria says what's kept her business afloat have been sales of face masks featuring the same traditional textiles and embroidery motifs used in her dress designs. But it's been a struggle. She had to close her shop for 2 months, then change location to a place with cheaper rent. Her masks sell for between $2 and $3 US each. She says it's nerve-wracking because there's no sure sign as to when the types of parties that sustained her business may resume. The steep drop in tourism has also cut textile artists off from an important source of income, international buyers. Some Oaxacan artisans have tapped relatives based in the U.S. to help sell their masks online or to in-person contacts. Artisans operating as small business owners have received little to nothing in the form of government aid or training to pivot to online marketing. One organization that has stepped up is a local foundation named after its philanthropist funder, Alfredo Harpelú.
Decidimos dentro de este equipo de arte popular.
Eric Chavez is the coordinator of the foundation's popular art program. He says at the start of the pandemic and economic shutdowns, the foundation decided to create an emergency grant program that would allow artisans to work from home to produce new pieces. Chavez says the funds go towards upfront purchases of items instead of forcing artisans into the uncertainty of producing for consignment in stores which resell goods. It was initially intended for Oaxacan artisans, and the call for proposals was by invitation only.
Actualmente estamos llegando a 14 estados.
But the response was such that the foundation expanded the program. It ended up benefiting more than 1,600 artisans in 14 states, with a grant fund equaling nearly $500,000. Many of the works will be put up for sale in a commercial space that's linked to the foundation. The store has experience with online marketing and filling orders from abroad, something that has been proven to be a hurdle for artisans used to in-person, cash-only sales. Even so, Chavez says the store's sales are down from pre-pandemic levels by at least 80%. In the meantime, he's focused on cataloging the new pieces coming in from the procurement program. Textile artists are the largest group of beneficiaries, but the program has also purchased works from artists who have been unable to capitalize on the new need for masks.
Generó además piezas que superan por mucho la calidad de tiempos normales.
Chavez says the results have been surprising in that the quality far exceeds that of normal times. With fewer customers, Oaxaca's artisans are focusing more time, energy, and creativity on their pieces. But in times of economic downturn, art is deemed non-essential, unless it can be worn on your face to prevent contagion. For the Pacifica Evening News, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca, Mexico.